Let's check the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for having me here. Hopefully the weather out your way is doing fairly well today.
It has. It's gotten really quite nice, actually. We started off a little gray, sunshine out at this point. I'm wondering, though, whether that'll stay with us.
Well, yeah, you're right. There is an insurgence of moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico right now. We are seeing a big warm-up take place across a big part of the country, and that is a precursor to the next precipitation event, which is going to get underway tonight in the plains in the western Corn Belt. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll see the precipitation work its way through Illinois and Indiana and ultimately Michigan, and end up in parts of the Atlantic coastal states. But there will be a new disturbance on the tail end of this frontal boundary in the southern plains that will evolve Thursday night going into Friday, and that's going to cause a second wave of energy to occur through the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin area, maybe reaching as far north as portions of the Ohio River Valley as we go from Friday into early Saturday morning. So between these two events, unfortunately, with the more moisture that we certainly don't need right now, some of the Great Lakes region, of course, is still dealing with some lingering snow on the ground, so the fieldwork is still not moving along very well there. And those areas that have seen the snow melt recently, well, there's not enough time here to dry up the ground real well before this new storm system comes across the area. So it's not a very good scenario. And the unfortunate thing about all of this is that we'll see just a 2 or 3 day period of dry weather, and then yet another storm system comes along next week, early to midweek, that will produce another wave of rain and some snow across parts of the region. So it's not looking very good. And unfortunately, the month of December is probably going to be similar, with a lot of disturbances moving from southwest to northeast through the middle of the country.
So just to recap, a weather system crossing the northern part of the Corn Belt, and then one will come through the southern part of the Corn Belt, and a third one after that. That probably will keep farmers out of the field, at least for tillage, and I suppose is likely to hamper harvest?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And our temperatures, even though they might be warming up a little bit, certainly today ahead of this event and between the systems over the weekend will warm up a little bit, but I just don't think we're going to see enough of an extended period where we can firm the ground in a major way and get folks back out in the fields aggressively. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be stop and go, and it's going to be even slow for when they are going with it.
Is the weather more cooperative for farmers in South America?
Oh, yes, that is the case down that way. You know, we've had pockets of dryness in Argentina off and on throughout the spring season, and most of the crop planting is behind the last year's pace by a fair amount. And that's because of dryness for the most part. We are seeing a much improved environment for shower and thunderstorm activity in Argentina as we go forward through the coming week. Almost everybody will get rain, and the majority of the regions that have been dry will at least get some temporary relief. Follow-up moisture will still be necessary, but this is a major step in the right direction, and I think there'll be some aggressive planting that will take place immediately following this period. In Brazil, we've had some very good rainfall in the last couple of weeks, and the topsoil moisture situation has become very good. There are still some pockets out there that maybe could use a little more rain, a couple of spots, maybe a little wet, but I don't think that's very common at all. And the forecast for the next 10 days to 2 weeks will promote additional shower and thunderstorm activity in most of the production areas. For the next 5 or 6 days, southern Brazil will probably not see enough rain to counter evaporation. There may be some attention given to the drying that's going to occur, but it looks very good to me that as we get into next week, showers and thunderstorms will return to all of those southern areas that dry down this week. So that leaves them in good shape. Of course, the exception is in the northeastern corner of the country, where there will be a continuation of very dry conditions, but this is a minor production area, probably representing maybe 5 to 7% of the overall soybean crop that's going to be dealing with ongoing dryness for a while.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll check in with you again next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.